Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I want to talk about the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. And I will use the masculine form like he, but of course it also concerns women. So when I say the man is transformed, I also mean women. But it's easy to say just the man. Our Bible text is from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and all Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The part that I really want to take in this verse is, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." When he comes, we receive power. Praise the Lord. The disciples came from different backgrounds. For 3 years, they were trained by Jesus and spent the time with him. They had the same teaching, yet one became a traitor. They became friends. Jesus sent them to preach two by two to go into the country and preach to different villages. They saw the miracles that Jesus performed, and they performed miracles themselves. They copied what Jesus said. Were they Christians? No. The disciples were not Christians. They were Jews. Can you copy Jesus? You can copy Jesus and not be a Christian. Anybody can copy, and many do so. We even read in the New Testament about 7 young men who wanted to cast out devils, and they said, in the name of Jesus whom Paul is preaching. So, in the name of Jesus that Paul is preaching. And the evil spirit says, "Jesus I know, of Paul I have heard, but who are you?" And he gave him a beating. Jesus said, "I know." The spirit said, yeah. Then it says in Acts 18-19, we read of another person, and it says, he offered the money, he wanted the gifts of God by money. So he offered them money and said, "Give me also this ability so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Paul told the man that he would never be part of this ministry because his heart was wrong. Many trying to copy Jesus for personal gain, for money, for fame, or whatever. There is another false prophet I heard of, and he went to a house and said, "Your house is full of evil spirits, but give me $5,000 and I will clean your house of evil spirits." That is not what God is telling us in the Bible. You cannot perform anything unless you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us see what God can do with a person who is fully yielded to him. We are here to kindle one another with a holier zeal than we had before we came in. There is a greater need for us in the world today than ever. Many people's lives are broken and they have no hope in life. No one can meet their need except people who are filled with God. God has promised to fill you. You may be filled with the mighty power of God, and yet you don't realize it. Many people have been filled with the Holy Spirit, they didn't realize it. The power of God in a human soul who is filled with the Holy Spirit is capable by faith of bringing about what is otherwise not possible to be accomplished. May God, by His Spirit, prepare us so that we hear what He wants to say to us. In Acts 26, 12 to 19, we read of the light from heaven and a voice that arrested Paul on his way to Damascus. We read of his conversion, his commission given to him to go to the Gentiles to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. We also read that he was obedient to the will of God. And in Acts 9 it says that Saul was blind for 3 days. He couldn't see. He was in a state of brokenness. And then God had him. It's wonderful when God gets you. You are not much good for anything until God gets you. When God gets you, you are free. But you can only speak what He wants you to speak. You can only do what He wants you to do. When you act only for Him, something mighty will happen. Paul first had to come to this time of crying and weeping. His heart had to be broken and he had to be healed. He had done all that is possible in the natural, but the natural only brought him this brokenness, a broken place, blindness, and helplessness. This had come to Paul's life. It had to come to his life before he could have the life of God. You cannot have a life of God if you are all proud about what you're doing. Only when you're broken, God can use you. When we have altogether parted with our own things, then it is possible for God's likeness being made manifest in us. May the water of life fill us, but not only to fertilize us, but flowing from us as a river that will touch other people's lives. No one can tell what a river can do when it is set to flow by God. When God is in the plan, everything works mighty and harmoniously. Pray that the Holy Spirit will stop you from anything except which God wants to bring about in you and not what you want to bring about in your life. There are so many wonderful things about a life filled with the Holy Spirit that one feels like a machine that never stops telling, like a machine that runs and runs and runs. We tell and tell and tell of what God has done, what Jesus has done. There are so many opportunities, such great force that can never come along in any other way. When Jesus came to a place where he didn't make bread for himself, he went to another place and he made bread for thousands of people. So when I come to a place where I cannot do anything myself, then God will start to work. Can you say, I will gladly do anything for him that he may desire me to do? Can you say that for yourself in your life? Gladly, I do whatever Jesus tells me to do. God told Jesus to go to the cross. And it was not nice, but he did. So this is the order of the filling of the Holy Spirit. It's when we cease to try to do anything by our own strength, then he starts, when we cease to try to do everything by ourselves, then it is a time when God will start to operate. In his helplessness and brokenness, Paul cries, "Lord, what will you have me to do?" And that cry reached to heaven. And as a result, there came the holy man touched with the same power and zeal that filled the master. And this holy man came and laid his hand on Paul and said, "Receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." This was Ananias. When God moves a man, his body becomes a king with celestial glory all the time. And the man says things as he is led by the Spirit of God that infills him. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we go forth and see things accomplished that could never be accomplished any other way. First, Paul had a vision. There's always a vision in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But visions are not cool to me except I make them real. I claim them as they come, and I have to make it my own. The vision I have to make it my own. If your whole desire is to do what the Spirit has revealed to you by vision, it will surely happen. Lots of people, they lack the power because they do not keep the vision. Because they do not allow the fire which comes to infuse them and continue in them. There are people that have new vision continuously. Always they come and say, "I had a new vision, I had a new vision, I had a new vision," but they never do anything about it. It's like prophecy. When you receive a prophecy, you have to do something about it. Praise God. Holy Ghost power in a man is meant to be an increasing force, an enlargement. God has never anything of diminishing type. He's always going on. He's always enlarging. So I'm going on and enlarging. Are you going on? Are you enlarging? Have you grown in your spiritual life? It's important and necessary that we are going on. Do not stop in the plain. There are far greater things on the mountain tops than in the plain. Jesus took care of Paul. He didn't rush him through the business straight away. He had to go, because often we want things. When God speaks to us, we think, quickly, I have to do this and that. And so we have fast food, fast cars, fast money, fast banking. Everything must be fast. With God, it is not so. God takes plenty of time. Sometimes more than we can wait with our patience. He has a wonderful way of developing things as he goes along. Nothing that you undertake will fail. if only you do not forget what he has told you, and if you act upon it. You cannot forget what the Holy Spirit brings into your heart as he purposes for you. A person who is baptized by the Holy Spirit is no longer a natural person. The Spirit forces you, and you are turned into a different man. Joshua and Caleb, they could not say anything else than that God, who has taken us and led us to see the land, he will give this land to us. What is your focus? Is God, the Holy Spirit, arranging things for you? Or are you arranging things according to your own pattern? According to your own wishes? According to your own plan? A man filled with the Holy Spirit has ceased to live. Has ceased to be. He has come to a rest. He has come to where God is working, to a place where he can stand still and see the salvation of God. Such a person has ceased from his own works and abilities and associations. He will not trust in his own heart. He relies only on the omnipotent power of God. A man baptized with the Holy Spirit, he will always stay connected with the Master wherever he goes. Somebody once told me, I cannot be with Jesus all the time because I have to go to work. Take Jesus with you to work. There are times when you can pray to him, when you can talk with him. A man baptized with the Holy Spirit steps away from anything that doesn't have the unction of the Master. He steps away from anything that hinders him from being about the Master's business. If you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, you have no spiritual food apart from the Word of God. You have no resources but that resources that are heavenly. You have been buried with Christ, and you have raised him. When you were baptized, you were buried with Christ, and you were raised to new life with Christ. You are seated with him in the heavenly places. Not sometimes in the future. Now, we are seated in the heavenly places. Your language is a heavenly language. Your source of inspiration is a heavenly touch. God is enthroned in your whole life, and you see things from above and not from below. A man baptized with the Holy Spirit has a Jesus mission. A Jesus mission. He knows his vocation, his plan for life. I know when God called me to be a pastor, I know I had to go to the college, Bible college. I didn't want to go, but I knew this is my way. What else can I do in life? So God speaks to him so definitely, so really, that there is no mistake of it. Thank God for the knowledge which fixes me so solidly upon God's word that I cannot be moved from it by any storm that may rage. The revelation of Jesus to my soul by the Holy Spirit, brings me to a place where I am willing, if necessary, to die for him. The three Hebrew children, they said, "We do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter, O King." When the Holy Spirit quickens a man of God, he's never moved toward or depend on natural resources. The furnace, seven times hotter, is of no consequence to the man who has heard the voice of God. The lion's den has no fearfulness for the man who opens his window and prays to the Father. The people who live in the unction of the Spirit are taken out of the world. Out of the world. In the sense that they are kept in the world without defiling themselves by the evil of this world. They live in the Spirit. They see with the Spirit. They move with the Spirit. The world has no more hold on them. Our excitement and our commitment is to God. Amen.